Lukumi Saves a Park by Nick Katsouris, narrated by Bob Costas. It was a beautiful spring day. Lukumi and her friends were playing baseball in the park. Fistiki was at bat. Dean was catching. Marika, with her speedy legs, covered the outfield, and Lukumi was pitching. It was the last inning. Fistiki was down to his final strike. Lukumi tossed the pitch. Fistiki swung and knocked the ball over the fence. Home run! Way to go, me! Fistiki cheered, doing his victory dance. Great game, Lukumi said, congratulating her friend. I'm hungry, Dean added. I brought lunch, Marika said, taking sandwiches, carrot sticks, apples, juice boxes, and cookies out of her picnic basket. The friends talked and laughed and ate, while Fistiki bragged about his home run. When Fistiki was done, he dropped his juice box on the ground and started walking away. Let's play another game, he said. Not so fast, Marika scolded. A park is a place for one and all to have a picnic or play some ball. But it's up to us to keep it clean, plant a tree, and make the world green. The trash will mount if we don't act, and the environment will suffer. That's a fact. It's up to us to make this right before it's too late and we lose the fight. So let's support nature. What do you say? Let's make a difference, and let's start today. The friends then looked around and noticed garbage everywhere. Bottles, cans, bags, and wrappers were littered across the park. Wow, I never realized how bad the park looked before, Lukumi said. As the friends started cleaning up, police officer Gus appeared. What's going on? Fistiki asked. The town is closing the park because no one takes care of it. Look here. Even the birds have left, Officer Gus said, pointing to an abandoned nest. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to find somewhere else to play. How could this happen? Lukumi asked. It takes a lot of work to preserve the environment, Marika said. I visited a rainforest in Hawaii once, and it was one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen, because people worked hard to preserve its natural beauty. We can do that here, too. I'll go to Hawaii, Fistiki said. I've always wanted to surf the waves. Stop joking, Fistiki. This is serious, Marika said. We can work in our own homes to conserve energy, Lukumi noted, by not leaving the water running too long. Or by closing lights and electrical appliances when we do not need them, Dean added. And we can recycle, Fistiki chimed in. Great ideas, Marika said. Let's make a difference, and let's start today with our park. Lukumi and her friends didn't want to lose their park, and they did everything they could to make it better. Marika planted new trees and flowers. Lukumi cleaned up the trash. Dean collected all the bottles and cans, and Fistiki painted the park benches. As the team put the finishing touches on the baseball field, Officer Gus returned. You kids did an amazing job, he said, and the town has agreed to keep the park open. Lukumi and her friends cheered while Fistiki did his victory dance again. The following week, the town threw a reopening party for the park. We would like to thank Lukumi, Fistiki, Dean, and Marika, Officer Gus said, by presenting them our Green Medals of Honor and naming the town league the Make a Difference Baseball League. The crowd cheered. Lukumi and her friends were so happy, and Lukumi said, a park is a place for one and all to have a picnic or play some ball, but it's up to us to keep it clean. So we planted a tree and made the park green. The trash will mount, but we will act and help the environment. That's a fact. So let's continue to support nature. What do you say? Let's make a difference every day.